Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning. 5 o'clock with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Looking cloudy, windy, scattered showers on and off throughout the day today. Happy Election Day. We finally made it. It's here. The best day because no more ads, no more texts, no more mailings, no more, well, we hope anyway.
Yeah, at least you'll have today where you'll probably have to put up with that stuff, but then it's going to be over for a while.
It must have ramped up hot and heavy last night, some of that stuff, because I had seen multiple posts on social medias about the text messages. And when did the text message thing start? Like, I haven't had until this year, but it has been just ridiculous. It's a ton. It's like every time I turn around, there's another person, contact possibly Mark or whatever it is, that's sending me a text message of, hey, come and vote.
The weird thing about the text I get, it's never my first name. Well, actually, I got one last night where she had my first name right.
Yeah,
the,
exactly.
From 262. But I get, hey, Clarence, go vote. Or, hey, I got called, I think it was Lisa, some lady name the other day. Hey, don't forget the election is next Tuesday. I'm thinking, where are you getting my numbers? So you just block them.
Well, I've taken to some of them. I've replied with photos. The other one that I'm thinking about doing is saving some of these numbers and about 3 a.m. Christmas Eve, texting them to make sure that they know that it's Christmas and if I can count on them to go out and celebrate with people.
I'm not going to hold these volunteers accountable. I mean, they're just doing their job. They think they're fighting the good fight.
I didn't get any text messages. I honestly didn't get any phone calls, I don't think.
Maybe because you're still registered up in Washington County.
That's probably it.
It all depends on where the battlegrounds are supposed to
be. They just assume you're a lost cause, and they already know who you're voting for.
Oh, so. Okay. Well,
I think you're going to see more of this in the future. It's going to be more electronic than it is what you're getting. Like you said, you go home to a bunch of flyers.
Even Facebook. I'll go on to Facebook and open up the app. I'll try this right now. Watch. It's going to make a liar of me.
It makes sense. I mean, it's free to do this as opposed to how much it costs you to send something, you know, through snail mail.
Second thing. Boom. Right here. Here's a political ad. 3, 4, 5. Sixth thing in my newsfeed. Now, so the second and the sixth are both political ads.
Yeah, that's not going away.
These are sponsored ads.
It's kind of scary how they can work their way into your little ads, isn't it?
So we got second, sixth, eighth.
It's like Shannon for me. I was on the Wall Street Journal yesterday, and I scroll down, and here's 12. Shannon, a little video of Shannon sitting on a couch talking to me. I'm like, how does that happen?
It is just inescapable, and I cannot wait to escape from it. The biggest reason, it's not like the anti-American and I hate voting. It's such an inconvenience.
Well, and it's worse here because we're a battleground state. So Wisconsin, you're getting a lot more attention than you would be in Nebraska, for example. And we're going to talk more about elections in Trending on the 10. What you need to know when you go to the polls today.
I was just thinking about Nebraska for a minute there, and I just got completely lost in my brain.
Oh. And I thought you were thinking about moving to Nebraska. I saw the gears turning in your head, and I was like, really, dude?
My brain was exactly replicating what there is in Nebraska.
I just randomly picked Nebraska. Don't know why.
Those Cornhuskers.
Oh, I got to love it. A great time we had yesterday. Walmart, hanging with this guy, Jimmy Allen. We'll be hanging with him again in Punta Cana as well, coming right after the new year. Luke Combs, one number away with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning, 5:10. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of the start to your day. Looking cloudy, windy, showers on and off today as we get into Trending on the 10s this morning.
We'll start in western Wisconsin. Investigators say the driver accused of running down 4 Girl Scouts and a mom was high on an air duster. They were huffing, he and his passenger, at the time of that wreck. Reporters say the passenger in Colton True's truck tried to grab the wheel. He fought back, veered off the road, and that's when that tragic accident happened. Today is Election Day. Polls open starting at 7 o'clock this morning. They'll be open until 8 p.m. tonight. If you're planning to vote, remember your photo ID. Also, if you're not registered, you must register at the polls before you can vote. You can listen to election coverage on our sister station.
Isn't it 11:30. State-issued photo ID? So it can't be like your work ID.
And it can't be expired.
Yes.
It has to be an active ID. Just remember to bring that bad boy with you to the polls. You'll be in good shape, and polls open in 1 hour and 48 minutes and Okay, how's my math?
Yeah, close enough.
And 10 seconds.
Close enough. I remember the last election day, 2 years ago, I had moved, and so the address on my driver's license was still my old address. Guess who had to go to the DMV so he could vote? Yeah, I had to go wait in the crappy DMV line to get a new ID that said my proper address, so then I could go and wait in another line to vote.
You, sir, are a true American.
That is your civic duty.
It is.
Do it today.
The sexiest man alive. Any guesses?
Scott Dolphin.
He should be on the list, but again, for the, 20th straight year, I'm not there. Idris Elba is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2018. The 46-year-old British actor officially given the honor yesterday. The Beasts of No Nation star. But he's been in so many things. Mandela, The Wire.
I was going to say, I couldn't tell you who he is. I was having you said the name, I went.
You would see, saw a picture of him, you would know him because I even know him and I don't know a lot of actors. He's a good-looking guy.
You know, for me and my family, everything revolves around The Office, and he'll always be Charles, the nasty fill-in boss that fired Michael when Michael started the...
Now if you bring it back to something like that, I can go, okay.
Yeah, so he's the sexiest man alive. It's always been rumored that he was going to be the next Bond. He's in all the Iron Man and... The Avengers.
Yes.
He's in all the Avengers. I can't remember the character's name, but he's got horns. Anyway, congratulations, Idris Elba. Sports, Craig Counsell and Christian Yelich named finalists for Manager of the Year and Most Valuable Player, respectively.
So, would have been shocked if they weren't.
I'll be shocked if Yelly doesn't win. And that is trending on the 10s. It's 5:13.
Chris Jansen performed last night on Dancing with the Stars. Will perform at the Rave along with us January 11th. Going to be an awesome show. There's tickets on sale now. That's kind of my personal recommendation. If you've never seen Chris Jansen live, do yourself a favor. Do that. I've never seen someone so energetic on stage in my life. You're not quite sure he's going to be able to breathe afterwards. Just a girl born in Dixie, washed in the blood and rain. Good morning, 5:28 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Looking cloudy, windy, scattered showers today. Happy Election Day, Tuesday. And what's coming up? The good stuff. The story's put a big old smile on your face.
I've got a good stuff story revolving around something really cool that a radio station did. Not this station, but a radio station. We'll tell you what they did.
We do cool things, too.
We do cool things all the time. This is really cool.
We'll talk about it next. At Ulta Beauty,
5:33, Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. The forecast, cloudy and windy with scattered showers today, right around 50. Rain will stop. Wind picks up tonight. It'll be colder down to 34, and then windy and cooler, 42. We could see I shouldn't say first round of snow because we had snow a couple weeks ago. It could snow on Friday. It's 44 at FM 106.1.
Oh, you're swearing using the four-letter S word this early in the morning.
I know. It's coming, man. It's November. Guess I better get my snowblower ready.
Shoot. I got to do that too. Speaking of four-letter words. Anyway, that's five letters. So let's get your stories, put a smile on your face. Yeah, man, that's the
good stuff. You know, it's funny. We were just talking about parenting and how hard it can be at times. Well, think if you were a single mom trying to work a couple jobs and you have a child with a life-threatening disease. That's the life of Rebecca Paulston, who lives in the Dallas area. Her two-year-old son, Rylan, has been on dialysis since began his fight against kidney disease when he was 1 month old. This process is 10 hours every day, which means she can only do a little bit of work and then has to be with him full time until he gets his kidney transplant. Well, to add insult to injury, a couple weeks ago, she was in an accident, doesn't have insurance, so now she has no car.
Ugh.
There's a radio station in Dallas, KLTY, 94.9 FM, got word of this.
94.9 KTL.
They gave her a big, they sent her out to dinner, and then when she walked out of that dinner, they gave her a check for $1,000, and George Grubbs, who owns the local Infinity car dealership in Dallas, revealed himself with a set of keys, and there is a beautiful new silver car with a big, giant red ribbon on top.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
All set up by this radio station
in Dallas. How cool is that?
So at least now she has a car, $1,000 in her pocket to help with young Rylan.
No, the bar's just been raised for us.
I know. We better get on it.
people in Donut City, Donut City is the donut place in Seal Beach, California, where they've been coming for many, many years. Wife and husband own the place. Well, lately, customers have noticed that the wife has not been making it. Well, recently, John, the owner, had said that she suffered from a brain aneurysm and was recovering in a nursing home. Well, wanted to be with his wife. Of course, obviously, you got a business. You got to stay until things go. Well, of course, obviously, donut shots also. Once you sell out, you're gone. Well, customers wanted to make sure that he could get in to see his wife and spend time with her. So they had arranged one day. They all came in and bombarded him early, bought out the entire donut shop of donuts.
Oh.
Just so he could close the doors early
Love
to
it.
Go spend time with his wife. It's a really cool story when I came across that and saw it over the weekend. I was like, that is the good stuff. That is awesome.
He wins. Everybody got tasty donuts.
Exactly. Win-win for everyone. Doesn't love a good donut. Was it donut day last? Was that Friday? Yesterday.
Yesterday
was donut day. Every day should be donut day.
Oh, I agree with that.
If they're Bavarian cream. Mm. Anyway, I concede. $1,000 coming up for you. Chance to win that at 6 o'clock this morning. And would you be in the front row for Jason Aldean? Maybe it'll happen at 7:50. Cloudy, windy, scattered showers 50 for today. Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon 542. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your day. It's election day and, well, looking to live a healthier lifestyle. They often say that the color of the food that you eat. Have you heard that? Shannon,
like the color of your food.
Yeah, like if you to be healthier.
Greens?
Exactly. That's from what you hear. Green is not actually the color, apparently, to live your healthiest lifestyle, especially when it comes to heart health. A new food they say that you should be eating. We're going to talk about that coming up next after we get a look at the roads. Early ride, John, what's out there to look out for?
FM 106.1. Please welcome
Ritter, Scott, and Shannon.
All right, get your day started with $1,000 in your pocket. In fact, every hour today, we can start your day really nice with that 16K workday. 6, 7, 8, you get what I'm saying? Be ready. Have your phone all set to go. And I came across this study talking about the foods that we eat and how we eat healthier foods.
Oh, boy, I'm in trouble.
Well, apparently the color of your food has something to do with a food being healthy. I mean, they said that, I mean, all the senses that we have are basically to keep us alive. Things that are bitter typically are things that are poisonous. That's why we've developed that sort of taste. You know, we look to see things that could hurt us. But they say that eating red food lowers heart disease risk.
I thought you were going to say green was going to be the number one color of food to eat.
That's what normal people would think of things. Red pigmented flavonoid is found in cranberries, like cherries, red cabbage,
rare
plenty of
steak.
Other foods.
Rare steak is red.
Don't quite think that's where they're going with that, but I like where you're headed.
Licorice. Red licorice.
Red vines.
Red vines.
Yeah, acai, cranberries, red cabbage, blood oranges, raspberries.
Red peppers?
Nope. I say some that are not red foods. Eggplants not. Raspberries. Grapes don't count. Yeah, it turns out that anthocyan.
Eggplant's kind of purple, though.
Yeah. Reduces your risk of coronary heart disease and related death. And the miracle pigment can improve cholesterol, blood pressure, and is being looked at for reducing type 2 diabetes. Interesting.
It doesn't make your pee stink like green foods do. Certain pee.
And there
why is it always? Everyone? It always comes back to peeing green or stinky pee.
This is Potty Talk with Mr. Scott Dolphin.
Do you eat a lot of asparagus in the Dolphin household?
I love asparagus. We do not eat a lot of it. Usually, only when we go. You know, if I go out to a nice steak joint, they'll give you the asparagus on the side. But getting back to the red foods, it's good to see this great state of Wisconsin is doing our part. As the number one cranberry producer in America, we produce more cranberries than anybody else. So it's good to know that that's a healthy food.
I eat so many cranberries come Thanksgiving time. It's like one of my favorite things.
I do too. I love regular cranberries. I even love the ocean spray.
Jar jelly.
Yeah, where it comes out and it just kind of wobbles there.
The alien figurine.
I love that stuff,
You can't get it out of the can without hearing the sound.
I'll see that. Ooh, 3 cans for $2. I'm in.
Oh, I used to love that stuff so
much.
Oh,
I still
do.
I still do.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving already. I don't know how I'm going to be able to survive it because I can't eat as much now as I used to.
Why don't we eat that meal more often than just on Thanksgiving, November 22nd? That Thanksgiving. Well, you do, Shannon. You eat Friendsgiving meals a couple times during November.
I do from time to time.
I don't like Thanksgiving. Even when I wasn't a vegetarian, I didn't like Thanksgiving meals.
Turn her microphone off.
Yeah. What do you...
It's too much food and it's too much comfort food. So then everybody eats too much and then you just sleep for the rest of the day. And
this sounds like heaven. Wow, this literally sounds like the greatest thing in the world, Shannon.
You don't have to eat that much. I guess it's tough to avoid, but you know, just get a little bit of each thing.
No, stuff your family full of food so they don't talk.
People guilt you, but that's just it. People guilt you if you don't try their salad or their potatoes or their pie. Like, Usually my mom will make a couple pies, and I'm not a huge sweets person, especially like after a meal. And so Shannon, then I feel bad if I don't take a slice.
Shannon.
What?
Step over here. Come to this side. Don't care what other people think. And just politely say, I'm not eating it. Or I'm full.
If you don't want to upset them, offend them.
You're too nice.
Take a full plate. Say, this
give it to the dog.
This is delicious. And then go and just scrape it into the trash. Nobody's
going to. But then that's wasting food.
Oh, God bless you.
See? She's too nice. She is too nice.
It's Thanksgiving. It's like. You feed a family of 14 for like $28.
Just give me some cheesy potatoes, a roll, and maybe some green beans.
There you go.
All good.
You do your own thing.
See, we try and eat that meal in our house, Scott. Like when we will do, look, the other night we do chicken. We'll roast chicken. We'll do kind of a mini Thanksgiving instead of turkey. We'll do a chicken and fully roast the chicken and do a little, you know, like cornbread stuffing or something. Dressing, sorry. Because we don't stuff it in the bird. Do it separately. They're distinctly different, you know. And sometimes we'll do like garlic mashed potatoes. My wife makes a giant batch of her cranberries every year, and I'll take a bunch of them and put them in smaller like Ziploc or food saver bags, and I'll vacuum package them and throw them in the freezer.
Yeah, we should do
so
that
I can
more often.
I can pull one of those out every now and then when I have a good chicken dinner. I want some cranberry or something with them. Pull a little packet of cranberry.
A Thanksgiving meal isn't rocket science. It's easy to do a Thanksgiving meal. It's cheap. Turkey is cheap.
Turkey
potatoes are cheap. Stuffing is breadcrumbs. But I don't know why we don't do like Thanksgiving in July more often. Maybe some people do. I love Thanksgiving.
Let's make it a thing.
We should.
They say Christmas in July. Let's make it Thanksgiving in July. It's a thing.
I hope it's on my ballot today. Make Thanksgiving in July a thing.
I know marijuana legalization is on the ballot.
Well, that's a start.
We got to start somewhere. Anyway, 5:53. Red foods help lower your risk of heart disease. Chance at some green, and green cash is coming up. Dustin Lynch, his latest Good Girl with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon on FM 106.1. One of our.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Boots on the Beach alums past trip. We get ready for the new trip coming this year. Yesterday, we were just talking about hanging out with Jimmy Allen. I was performing, doing a little lunchtime thing with Walmart with us as we get ready for the CMAs. He will be headed to Punta Cana with us, along with Dylan Scott. Going to be a good time.
It's a very unique experience we had yesterday. We were at the Walmart on 41st and Greenfield. We had Kaylee Shore, up-and-coming country artist from Portland, Maine. You don't get too many people out of Portland, Maine.
No.
I was just thinking of that song, the Portland, Maine. You guys know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
I just think of lobsters when I think of Maine and lobster rolls.
Seafood.
And yeah, now I'm hungry again.
I think of the New England accent. Okay. Pactica near the pots department. Anyway,
it's so well.
She was there, and then Jimmy Allen came up and played, and it was a free show, and the CMA is sponsoring it, and we were just all hanging out at the Walmart yesterday.
It's cool stuff. So we mentioned Boots on the Beach 2019, the beautiful TRS turkey. The deadline is next Monday to get signed up, so check out the info and get yourself booked right now, fm106.com. Need a little cash to help you offset that trip? Well, we got that for you, too.
The iHeart Country 16K Workday.
A grand in your hand, and all you've got to do is text the word... Scotty McCreary will be in town next month. Crazy thing, when we say next month, we're referring to December, our country Christmas triple play at the Rave. He'll wrap that whole thing up December 16th. We've got your tickets into that show. Win them at Generational Jeopardy at 7:50 this morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. 6:04, cloudy, windy, scattered showers today, 50. And what's coming up in trending in 10 this morning, Scott?
Everything you need to know if you're voting today for the 1,000th time or the first time. If you're voting for the first time, good for you. Welcome to the polls. But they open up in less than an hour, and we'll tell you everything you need to know.
I'd imagine we'll have to deal with some traffic in and around voting perhaps later on today. What else is going on this morning, John?
From the Lynch McGuire.
6:12, the Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, good morning. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of the start to your day. And how about this? 7:50 this morning, we're going to find out who knows more, whether it's millennials or Gen X, and someone could be sitting in the front row to see Jason Aldean at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater Summerfest. And those tickets aren't even on sale yet. We've got front row tickets and your chance, 7:50 this morning. So we get into trending in the tens right now.
It is Election Day, America. And your polling place will open in less than an hour. At 7 a.m., they'll be open until 8 o'clock tonight. Here's what you need to know. You have to be a U.S. citizen. If you're not a U.S. citizen, you can turn away from your radio right now for the next couple minutes. You must be registered to vote. You can register at your local municipal clerk's office until the close of business, or you can just register at the poll today. Just go there today on Election Day. Bring a proof of residence document when you're registering to vote. Among the acceptable documents, a valid driver's license, utility bill, paycheck, pay stub, bank statement, residential lease, so on and so forth. But just bring your ID. They'll take care of you. Lines expected to be kind of long, depending on where you're voting today. But again, you have until 8 p.m. tonight. Know your polling place. If you go to myvote.wi.gov.
That's awesome. Super awesome.
Not only will it tell you exactly what's going to be on your ballot, it will tell you where you are registered to vote, what your polling place is, and it will also kind of give you what I think is cool. It tells you when you voted. It'll give you your little election history.
That is cool.
Oh, I voted spring 2014. Good for me.
Check it out.
You can turn around and pat yourself on the back.
You didn't get the thing in the mail that tells you the last three elections of... Or the last four elections, which ones you voted for and which one you didn't, you know, shaming you to get out and vote?
My wife got that yesterday, and it was...
I've gotten two of them
It
now.
Was a total lie, because it said, you didn't vote in the last election. She votes in every election. So I'm like, where are they getting their information? They're wrong.
I missed one of the last four, and I forget why, but there was a legitimate thing that happened. There was, I don't know, life something or what was going on, and I'm like, thank you for shaming me and reminding me. I already felt bad enough about that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for shaming me.
In Washington County, they need your help. There's going to be a lot of animals up for adoption. Yes. A lot of them are guinea pigs. Did you see the story?
Oh, no. Yeah.
150 animals need homes. Most of them guinea pigs. There's rabbits. Wow. They were all taken from a local woman's home. So if you can provide a home to a cute, fuzzy little animal, Washington County Humane Society needs your help.
Great organization, the Washington County Humane Society. They do amazing work, too.
That's where we, we didn't get Bentley from there, but we looked for dogs there. They're always good with their facilities.
And the winner of the multi-million-dollar Powerball last week claimed her prize. 51-year-old Lauren West from Iowa.
Yeah.
Took home over $198 million after, she took the lump sum home, by the way. Redfield, Iowa is in, southwestern Iowa. But did you hear the story where she lost the ticket? It was in her sister's truck. She knew it was on the floor of her sister's truck. She said, get that ticket, because she checked the numbers and knew she won, and then drive over here very carefully. A great story, though. Single mom, raising, three girls, I think, something
wow.
like that. Trying to go to school. And
that's awesome.
It's perfect.
She definitely deserves it, then.
She retired from her job immediately, by the way.
How old is she?
51.
I wonder if she's still going to be going to school.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Or
why wouldn't she go to school a couple of times?
Yeah,
I would love that. If I won the lottery, I would probably just
would you?
Take a bunch of classes.
Just Shannon. Get some degrees?
Shannon.
Yeah, why not?
No. No, you wouldn't. Please tell me that you're joking.
She could be Dr. No. Shannon.
But maybe not college courses. I'd probably go back and maybe redo a major or something like that. But then I'd learn Spanish, learn how to play guitar, learn how to cook better, learn how to build stuff, do fun classes.
Oh, I was thinking you could go back and get your doctorate in something.
I would love to get my doctorate in something.
That sounds like work.
I wouldn't mind getting...
I've got millions of dollars. I'm not working anymore.
Yeah, but you get that PhD in front of your name, it immediately makes you look smarter, even though you're not.
Because apparently all the green in my wallet doesn't make me look smarter? Come on. I mean, tell me that's not better.
Just because you're rich doesn't mean that you're smart. You got lucky.
I don't know.
Oh,
now you're rich? Did you win the lottery?
Rich rich and smart, doesn't it mean the same thing? The more money you have, the more you know? No?
No. Get out of here.
TV taught me that. I thought that's what I learned on the news thing.
You read that on Wikipedia, didn't you?
I just want to be known as the humble trending on the 10s guy. That's trending on the 10s. 615. 616.
Oh. But holiday gift-giving season right around the corner, and gift cards always a popular thing to give. What is the best gift card to give someone? This list came out, and... the number one is kind of shocking to me. It makes no sense. I'm not sure that I would want this gift card, though maybe. We'll run down that list and see if your favorites are on it coming up. Chris Young with Ritter Scott Shannon 619. Good morning. We're going to start your day commercial free coming up here at 7:30 this morning. And with the holidays around the corner, gift cards always a very popular thing Wallet Hub came up with their list of the best of the best for gift cards, however. They say that gift cards are something that people typically want because they don't go bad. You can use them different places. Sometimes you get a discount even when you buy them. I know a lot of like restaurants will do the spend $25, get $5 back for yourself.
Movie theaters are like notorious for this too. Like you buy two $25 gift cards, you get a $10 one free.
What is your favorite gift card to get?
What is my personal one or what I think is on the list?
Everyone buys Shannon Starbucks cards.
Which I'm kind of trying to quit, so.
He's laying off the Starbucks.
Starbucks probably would have been my favorite, though, because it was something that I did every single day. Otherwise, grocery stores are nice. I know that doesn't sound so glamorous.
Huh, I never thought about that. That's actually a great idea, a grocery store gift card.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be nice. Gas?
Gas gift cards, sure.
You want to take a stab at one of the top three?
Target?
Nope, that's number four. Close. Ooh. Scott?
Walmart?
Amazon.
Walmart is 5. Okay. Amazon is 10, which surprises me. I would have thought Amazon gift card would have been number one.
Well, is Starbucks number one?
Disney.
Disney. Okay. That's true, though, because a lot of people start planning their trips around that time. I've gotten people Disney gift cards before.
Completely. That one took me out of left field. Disney? But I think it also applies. Isn't Disney Store work the same thing, too?
Yep. What's number two?
iTunes.
iTunes.
Oh, that
okay.
makes sense.
Yep. So, I didn't know that was still like a thing because I feel like a lot of people have switched over to apps like iHeartRadio and that sort of thing.
People buy $1.29 songs all the time on iTunes.
But why would you buy song by song when you can one monthly fee, you can have all these songs with our iHeartRadio app.
Or why wouldn't you buy the full album and have it at your disc? Why are you rolling your eyes, Mr. Dolphin?
People like what they like when it comes to music.
But you can expand your horizons. Like, if you already like that song by that artist, chances are you're going to like other songs by that artist, and you can support them and the songwriters by buying the full album. That's my plug for the day, okay? I'm off my soapbox. Go.
Sephora, Subway, REI, Old Navy, ooh, and Amazon rounding out the top 10.
Okay.
Sephora over Ulta?
Yeah, apparently. I would have thought Ulta, too. I'm there with you, Shannon. So if you're looking for gift cards, the most popular and best one to get someone, apparently, they say, is Disney.
For me, it'd probably be B-dubs. Get me some wings.
Joann's isn't on there or anything like that. I feel like a crafting store.
Your standard Visa card is 3, which I think encompasses everything. I would have thought that would have been number one, either that or Amazon. I would have thought a standard Visa gift card or Amazon would have been number one.
Visa gift cards are tricky, though. I feel like a lot of people don't know how to use them, and you have to spend that exact amount. Like, you can't...
Mm-hmm.
So say that you have 23 cents left on your gift card. You would have to, if you're going to use it, you would have to get your bill down to 23 cents before that.
No, you just tell the cashier that I want 23 cents on this card.
I think that they have to do it last, though.
Yeah, and that's fine. Whatever.
It's just interesting. Okay, cool.
I think at a gas pump, it doesn't work that way. If it's one that you can use at a gas pump, because I've done this before, maybe it's just gas gift cards I'm thinking of. That's what it is. It's got like $14.74 left on it. You swipe it through, it'll pump gas until $14.74 and shut off.
That's what it does.
That's nice.
Used one of those about a year ago.
So there you go. Disney, the most popular, although for me, I kind of like the grocery thing. I could do that.
Yeah, you're always going to use it.
Rock me a Sendix card or something, you know? I can always buy beverages with that, too. It doesn't have to be groceries.
There you go.
See? Perfect. 6:23, here's Josh Grayson. It was noontime, downtime, breakdown, yeah. Good morning, 6:26. The Ritter, Scott, and Shannon looking cloudy, windy, scattered showers, 50 for the day today. So maybe the umbrella or some sort of rain jacket if you're headed out to vote will be needed. What do you got coming up for us national news this morning, Shan?
Well, we know that Carrie Underwood's husband isn't playing hockey this year. Don't think he's going to be coming back either. He's starting to fill his time with something else. Might be giving Carrie a run for her money, actually, and we'll tell you why that is next.
All right. Anything we need to look out for this morning on the roads, John?
6:33 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning. Here's the forecast from the Fox 6 weather experts looking at clouds and wind and scattered showers and 50 today. Starting to cool down as we get through the week. Tomorrow's high is going to be 42, and then only in the 30s for highs both Thursday and Friday with a chance of snow on Friday. We have 45 at FM 106.1.
As we get your day going here in Nashville News, Shannon.
Seems like Mike Fisher, Carrie Underwood's husband, is keeping himself busy with a new project. He's working on his hunting brand, which is supposedly the funniest brand of them all. It's called Catching Deers.
Catching Deers, yeah, it's fun. They do some goofy videos and stuff, him and a bunch of guys. It's, I think, kind of similar to the Duck Dynasty. What do they do? The Buck Commander stuff with Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan and those guys. Kind of the same, similar kind of thing, but they're much more goofy with their stuff.
Well, speaking of goofy videos, you know how I told you before the break that he might be giving Kara Underwood a run for his money? We'll let you decide that, but he made a parody of her song Before He Cheats. Take a listen.
Ah, hunting humor.
He's channeling his inner Weird Al.
Yeah. Sounds like Weird Al.
He does, minus the accordion. Maybe next time she'll
think before she bleeps. Ah, before she bleeps. The old dope bleep. Matt. Matt.
Yeah, exactly. What she did in that little refrain. So we were listening to the full thing. You can do the same. It's up at fm106.com, keyword mornings. Mike's higher register definitely sounds better than anything else, because otherwise it sounds a little tone deaf.
Not that that sounds great either, but you're right.
It sounds way better, though.
That did sound like Weird Al. You're right.
Yeah, a little bit.
Very
little
Weird Al. I like it, though. I'm good. Attaboy, Mike.
All right, let's move on to different covers, not parodies, but actual covers. Zach Brown Band took part in Mickey's 90th Spectacular on Sunday night. If you were lucky enough, I missed it. That happened on ABC, like I said, this past Sunday, but...
How did I miss that?
Zach
My
Brown
son
Band.
Jackson would have went crazy. Loves his Mickey.
They covered Bare Necessities, and they did a fantastic job.
What movie, Shannon?
The Jungle Book, which Mr. Dolphin had a question about yesterday on Generational Jeopardy.
Thank you very much, which was... Yeah, what had the bear named Baloo?
Yeah.
Movie featured the bear named Baloo?
I really appreciate you tying that into today's...
I did it just for you.
...Nashville News and kind of pubbing that.
We expect more Disney-related questions in Generational Jeopardy coming up at 7:50 this morning, because there's Jason Aldean front row tickets on the line.
There's always at least like one Disney question between the two of us, I feel like. Anyways, if you want to see that cover, we have it up for you as well at fm106.com, keyword mornings. Let's do one more story here, because... Brian Kelly and his wife have opened this store called Tribe Kelly in Nashville. And they have this really cool teepee out front. Well, apparently somebody tried to steal it. I don't know if this was over the weekend, but they have security cameras all over the place. And now they're offering a reward, $5,000, to whoever can find these people. Now, they didn't actually get the teepee, I don't think. But you can watch them trying to steal it. There's a group of people, and they almost look like students. But if you're familiar with this area...
This is a college party. Hold my beer and watch this. Hey, you guys, we're going to go steal that teepee. Let's all go do it. Yeah, yeah.
It's off the main road in Nashville. It's off of Broadway or whatever it splits off of. So people are driving past, and... You can see these
people.
After
you had two tree beers, you know, and you do anything, you don't care where you're at.
Anyways, you want to check out the footage. It's up. FM106.com, keyword mornings.
Seems like a good idea at the time until that night in jail and that $500 fine.
Right, and the Florida Georgia Line guys will find you. Like, right. They've got plenty of people looking out for you.
It's like having two tree at Miller Lights and staring at a cow going, I can tip her over.
Yeah. That's your Nashville news.
Seriously, don't do it, though, by the way. $1,000, we got it for you to wait. Coming up at 7. The way your fingers fit mine is 5 plus 5, not a rocket science. Dan and Shay's new one, Speechless, with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, 6:43. Good morning. Going to see clouds, windy, scattered showers, 50 for today. And yesterday, we get talking about this over the weekend of the Bucks game. There was the woman who named 27 cheeses in 30 seconds.
Yes.
Hashtag Wisconsin Life. I tried it yesterday and failed miserably. I want redemption today of some other list. I don't care what it is, what I have to name off. You guys can pick it, but I can do better than what I do, like 13. I saw yesterday on Twitter that any Wisconsinite thinks you should be able to do 15 cheeses in 30 seconds.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Seconds, or you're not a Wisconsinite. So
I think I did 12.
pretty bad.
I think what would be easy for Ritter? I feel like it would be beer. Otherwise, we could do Disney characters. It's up to you, Scott. You pick the poison.
No, I found the cheese story yesterday. It's up to you to pick.
All right,
the
you guys decide what it is. I want redemption with another list. 30 seconds coming up. Is everyone who says it's easy? I still think it's easy. Let's go on the road, John.
From the Lynch McGuanago Total Traffic.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, back to Ritter, Scott, and Shannon.
All right, good morning. 6:52. Your chance at $1,000 at 60K workday is about 8 minutes away. And yesterday, if you missed it on the show, we were talking about the weekend of the Bucks game. They always have these contests and games they play up on the Jumbotrons. They do the Brewers games, Packers games. A woman had to name off as many cheeses as she could in 30 seconds. She got 27.
That's impressive, man.
Super
really
impressive.
She started listing off cheeses I have no idea even existed.
Right.
Like buffalo.
Fancy cheeses.
Yes.
I thought that I could beat it. I took a stab at it, and this is kind of just like a little gist of
all
how
right,
it went down.
In three. You're right, Scott.
He's looking down.
See,
I'm not. Scott was trying to distract me as I'm trying to get going.
And it worked.
I got to get 27 in 30 seconds.
Ready?
Do you hear the frustration?
One, go.
Parmesan Reggiano, Parma Pigma, making something up there. Cheddar.
I'm panicking. At this point, you've taken my concentration away.
You couldn't have started with cheddar or Swiss or American.
That's covered of it.
My big thing was that he said sour cream probably about three times.
Sour cream, yeah.
As a cheese. And threw in cheese curds.
I didn't know that was part of the cheese family.
Here's my favorite part.
Havarti, Gouda, smoked Gouda. Pickle Gouda, chive Gouda.
Let's just go to one cheese and name different varieties of it.
Five Goudas.
Now, before this all happened, because Scott and I took a stab at this too, I had asked them if I could say something like Merlot cheese and have that count, and they said no. So then when Ritter started.
I would have allowed
Havarti.
It.
This is like flashbacks to the days when we would play 30-second throwdown, and he would ask questions like, what's my name? What color is the grass? How many pennies in a nickel?
What color is the sky?
What's your name? What tickets are you playing for? Sorry, Ritter. All right, let's make fun of you some more by trying this again.
That's the point. I want redemption. You name something else. I will see how many I can do in 30 seconds.
Okay.
It's one of those things, we always watch it when we're at games or something, and I'm like, so easy. How can you not do that? Like, I yell at the screen. I'm like, how can you not name that more than six ballpark foods? Are you kidding me?
And then you're on the clock, and it's tough.
But, like, I just, yesterday you messed with my head. And that's the thing. At a game, nobody's messing with your head and like yelling at you, he's looking at the list and doing that stuff. So as long as there's not, I think I can actually do this. I think I can be pretty good at it.
It's quite possible.
Do you want Scott to stand in that corner over there and turn around, or you want him to leave?
I feel like just the thought that he's in the room now, I'm already smiling. I'm already thinking that I know the mind game's coming. So I'm trying to psych myself away from that. But what is it? I've got a 30-second timer. Do you have something that you want me to do in 30 seconds?
I'll give you a choice.
Okay.
I know which one you're going to choose. If you want the challenge or you want to make it easy. Scott mentioned salad dressings yesterday. I think that could be a good one. Otherwise, I know that you could potentially succeed with types of beers. So I'll let you pick your poison.
Like brands of beers or styles of beers?
I guess styles would be harder, so we can make it more difficult.
Because there's not actually that many styles.
Okay, fine, then brands.
Well, there's enough. We could do styles.
See, and I was thinking, like, you could even go to, like, New Glarus and then start going through Spotted Cow.
So brands.
So you're talking
but then
brands,
the specific
then.
Beers, though.
So brands are allowed.
So
breweries are allowed.
Bud Light, Miller High Life.
Of course, no one's going to know because I could be just making up brewery names. I mean, there's, like, you know, what is it?
Oh, I'll Google them.
5,000 in the
country. All right, salad dressings
it is.
Salad dressings it is.
Salad dressings it is.
Okay. How many salad dressings in 30 seconds?
In 3, 2, 1.
French, Italian, Russian, balsamic vinaigrette, white vinaigrette, ranch, Caesar, Parmesan ranch, peppercorn ranch.
Here we go.
That's true. That'll work.
I said French, right? Did I say Thousand Island? Yeah. No, I didn't say Thousand Island. Green Goddess. Oil and vinegar, does that work?
Sure.
Lemon vinaigrette.
That's 13.
That's pretty good, man.
That's good.
See? When you don't yell at me and get in my head, I can be all right with doing that.
I mean, it's less than cheeses, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well,
I think you have 14 cheeses.
I think salad dressing's a little more difficult. That's tough.
Salad dressings is tough. I wouldn't be able to name as many as you did.
That's tough.
Isn't there like a blue cheese dressing?
Yeah.
I know that there's a mango dressing. I
miss
that
blue cheese.
Like, you could start going through all the fruits because there's pineapple, mango. I'm trying to list. Go down the craft aisle and then go down the aisle with, like, the in the refrigeration where they use like Greek yogurt for the mix-in. You can start listing all those off.
Well, pineapple mango, is that like a, is that a Greek yogurt dressing or is that a vinegar?
It's a Greek yogurt dressing.
Okay. It is more difficult when you're put on the spot. I will give it to you.
Sure.
Here's the other thing, though, about the lady at the Bucks game that you got to remember that was different than what we did here. They tell you ahead of time. It might not be like a long time, but she probably had
2 minutes.
She had more time to prepare cheeses in her head than I just did there.
Because she saw the Buck, Sterling Brown, do it first.
Right.
So she got to see that.
That too, yeah. So yeah, she's being given instead answers first.
Mind you, Ritter went last.
I panicked. So he Scott messed me all up.
I didn't.
The video of it, if you want to see my epic failure from yesterday, it's up right now. We got it on our Facebook at FM1061 Mornings. I did better today, though.
You did better today.
$1,000. We'll see if you can do better with that coming up next. Don't think I've ever seen you. Rainy, gloomy day. A little cash help put a smile on your face, wouldn't it?
The iHeart Country 16K Workday.
All you've got to do. Good morning, 7:04 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Election day. Just remind you, get out and vote. There, done. Did our part. I will be doing my part on the way home, which is so fantastic.
Yep, me too.
Everybody, take a picture with your stickers and send them our way.
Perfect. Yeah, you got that up on our Facebook. Cool.
Yeah. Thanks for noticing.
I notice things. Cloudy, windy, scattered showers for today. 50, talking the high. What else we got coming up trending in the tents?
Well, we're talking voting, and we're also talking about the sexiest man in the world. It's not me, but we'll tell you who it is.
All right, I know there's some accidents. What's still hanging around this morning? Good morning. It's 7:11 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon for the Fox 6 Weather Experts. Clouds, windy, scattered showers on and off. Actually, it's going to get windier as the day goes on. Temps tonight down to 34. Yes, that means if there's any sprinkles left, that could be some flurries. It looks like we will see snow this weekend. Yeah, I said the four-letter dirty S word.
The thing about November snow is that it usually doesn't stick around long.
No. No.
You know, our average high for this time of year is still in the low to mid-50s, like 55 degrees. So the fact that we're only going to be in the 30s, that's a big deal coming on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we're spoiled.
It's 48 right now in Waukesha and 46 at FM 106.1 as we get into trending in the tens.
Get out and vote. Today is election day and the polls are officially open. They opened at 7 this morning and they will be open until 8 p.m. tonight. Remember your photo ID. If you're not registered, it may take you a few more minutes. You can register at the polls if you like. So if you don't know where your
place
is, go. Yeah. What, that you can register at the polls?
Yeah, state of Wisconsin lets you register day of. I mean, there is other states where you have to pre-register ahead of time, and that's just another hoop to jump through.
But if you have any, you know, Wisconsin has a great website for voters. You can find out what's on your ballot. You can find out your actual polling place. If maybe you've just moved, you want to make sure that transferred over. That's what my daughter Kylie did. She checked ahead of time and saw that she was voting at this particular place because she had transferred from one residence to another. Get out and vote. Polls are open. Top Republicans say this election is about lower taxes and more jobs. Democrats say this election is about change, and they're not letting Election Day slow them down. They're, all of the top profile people are all out stumping today for your vote. Animal rescuers in Washington County soon looking for homes for 150 animals, most of them guinea pigs and rabbits. They were all taken from a local woman's home up in Washington County. Idris Elba is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2018. The English actor, officially given the honor yesterday. The Beast of No Nation star. He was also in The Wire. He was in Mandela. He was on The Office.
The past few years, we've been hearing a lot of his name.
Yeah.
For awards, nominations.
Because he's so sexy.
Apparently so.
It sounds awkward when you say that, Scott.
He's so sexy. He went on to tweet that he's honored, but what's even more important is that people vote in the election today.
I'm always trying to imagine, like, if his kids were listening, if Scott's kids were listening and he says that stuff, like, how would they feel? Because my parents were on the radio and they said, obviously, this is your job. You can say whatever you want.
What's wrong with the word sexy? There's nothing wrong with the word sexy. What's weird about that?
He's a sexy man.
Does the word sexy, does that make you feel weird in some way?
I don't know. I'm a very awkward
Is the word sexy too risque?
Could you stop saying it, though?
Would you prefer if I said sessy? So sessy.
Szechuan.
Sports, no surprise here. Christian Yelich, Craig Counsell, both up for MVP finalist and manager of the year finalist. And the Bucks start a road trip tonight in Portland. That's the Rose City, you know.
Not Portland, Maine. We've been talking about Portland.
No. The other Portland.
Okay. Roses are sexy.
The bigger Portland. Stop. They are sexy. That's turning on the tins.
Just say, like, spicy or something.
See, that sounds even more awkward. You're talking about voting today being election day. Where can you get some freebies today just for voting and how to win the trip of a lifetime by voting? It's a real thing. We'll talk about that and get to deets coming up after Eric Church in F106.1.
To this day, when I hear that song, I see you standing.
Both shows at the Pfizer Forum in March just about sold out, Eric Church. You can grab all the ticket info at FM106.com, keyword concerts. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Good morning, 7:18, and it is election day today. And going out to vote could get you some cool stuff, including a free trip. Contiki is a travel company that are offering people not only a free trip, but $1,000 if you prove that you went and cast your poll. So all you got to do is post a selfie with your I voted sticker on Instagram. Use the hashtag Vote with no regrets and follow Contiki, Contiki, on Instagram. And tomorrow, one lucky winner will be announced for a trip to wherever they want to go, them and a guest, and $1,000 cash. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Of course, they say take a selfie because do not take pictures inside a voting booth. Do not take pictures of a ballot. Do not do that. It is against the law. You will get in trouble.
Just ask Justin Timberlake, right?
Yeah. Also, this is pretty cool. Some restaurants offering freebies too. I know Shake Shack is doing a free fries with the I voted sticker. Potbelly. When's the last time you got a Potbelly sandwich? Or a Potbelly shake thing that you always
about
got?
About a month ago.
Free cookie with an I voted sticker.
Ooh, their cookies are so good. The chocolate ones. Ooh. They're very, very like soft and breakable.
Oh, I love those soft like brownie cookies.
Yeah.
What else we got here? Corner Bakery doing free coffee to anyone with an I voted sticker.
Corner Bakery is also a very, very good lunch spot.
It really is.
I was reading this morning that pizza to the polls thing that's been around for a while now. If you go to pizza, I think it's pizza.polls, you can actually request a pizza as you're standing in line, and they'll deliver pizza to anybody voting, the election workers, and any other volunteers.
That's kind of cool.
Pizza.polls.
Do we have Taco John's around here at all?
Yeah, Waukesha.
Free order chips and nacho cheese with any order placed on its app. By the way, today's also National Nacho Day.
Very cool.
Well, it's not election. It's still a freebie of something today. But yeah, as I go through, I mean, there's some other places that are listed on this site, but they're not necessarily businesses around here. So if you're down in the Third Ward, you want to go ahead and grab a free fry or get the Potbelly cookies. There's just some freebies for you from getting out and vote. But I mean, bottom line is get out and vote. It's a great right you're given, something you can do. Get out, take advantage of it at some point today. You got to, what is it? Polls are up until 8 tonight?
Well, it was down some street we couldn't. She kept the hotel key.
OD Hotel Key at 7:23. Hey, look at me. I can't keep going. I lost it. There's a lot of rhymes there. I was spitting dope rhymes. No?
Yeah.
You're saying me?
You're so
hotel
dope.
Hotel Key. Maybe you should go find a tree.
I had a line going with the tree of what I could do to the. We're not going to go there.
It
fits
right
in Scott's theme when he eats asparagus. But
set your mind free.
Anyway,
y'all should be songwriters.
It just happened. I'm sorry. It happens. You get caught. Never mind. Am I the only one that does that from time to time?
He says one rhyme to Hotel Key, and all of a sudden he's spitting lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dope lyrics.
Dope.
You should be a millennial for generational jeopardy. All right.
I used to be cool at one point.
We need to make you happy with some good
I'm not happy anymore. I thought I was being fun and I was being goofy, and all you've done is just put me down and make me feel bad. Now I'm feeling bad about myself. I'm going to go cry.
Let me tell you something to make you happy right now, Ritter. It's dog day.
Ooh, I'm happy. Let's do this.
All
right. Yes.
Now we need to get you the stories to start your day off right. The good stuff.
Dog day.
We'll do that coming up, right? Good stuff next.
Yep. Sounds good to me.
I've got a great good stuff story, something that a radio station in Texas did for a lady. We'll tell you what it is.
All right, John, what's happening in the roads? Is that going to make us happy? Probably not, huh?
From the Lynch-McGuanago Total Traffic.
All right, commercial-free country. Get your day started on the way. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Thank you so much for starting your day with us. In fact, we've also got some Jason Aldean front row tickets hanging out in one of these envelopes next to me. It could be yours if you win Generational Jeopardy at 7:50. We got to get your day started, though, with the stories to put a big old smile on your face first.
Yeah, man. That's the good stuff.
My story comes from Texas. Rebecca Polston, single mom, where every day is a battle. Her two-year-old son, Rylon, has been on dialysis since he began his fight against kidney disease when he was just 1 month old. So 2 years, he undergoes this process 10 hours every night. She's with him every moment of it, so she tries to work when she can. She has to transport him all over the place, and unfortunately, her car was crashed up in an accident a couple weeks ago. She had no means of transportation. It's getting very expensive for her. Dallas radio station got wind of this. And first off, they sent her out to a nice dinner. They took care of somebody to look after Rylan. When she walked out of the restaurant, she got $1,000. This is radio station KLTY in Dallas. And then they got together with the local Infiniti dealership. George Grubbs owns that Infiniti dealership. Suddenly he pops out of nowhere and hands over a set of keys to a brand new car topped by a giant red ribbon and completely paid for. Since then, she's been able to fully meet his needs, which have included at least one emergency hospital visit. It's a pretty cool story.
That is fantastic. That's amazing. Yeah. Sets the bar a little high, but
changing lives.
That's really, really cool to do. I got a whole community gathering together to do something for one of their own. This is in Seal Beach, California. Donut City, a very popular donut stop there. Wife and husband own the business together, and they've been selling donuts, normal morning time, 4:30 to, normally they sell out or they close up at 3 o'clock every day. Well, they had noticed, the customers, anyway, that John's wife was not in the store much anymore. Well, and he just finally revealed that she had a brain aneurysm and is recovering in a nursing home. Well, the customers started rallying together, and when they used to go in and buy one, maybe two donuts, started buying dozens at a time to try and get him done as early as they can. Well, last week, they all rallied together, went in buying dozens at a time each person, was sold out by 8:30 in the morning. They said they wanted to do this every day and try and buy more and more so that he could sell out and have to shut down and go and spend time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm with his wife. So really, really cool. And, the owner says he's grateful for his customers doing that. And
That is cool.
I love it. And who doesn't like a donut? You know what I mean? You're helping someone out, and you can take the donuts, bring them to work, and give them to your coworkers. It's fantastic. Gotta love donuts. Anyway, that's your good stuff. 7:36, brought to you by Wendy's.
Hey, this is Rascal Flatts.
Now, we've had enough talk. We're kicking off 2 hours of commercial-free country
on FM 106.1.
Timmy Mac in the next 30 years. Ritter, Scott, and Shannon, good morning. We are commercial-free through 9:30, powered by Waterstone Bank here at FM 106.1. And four envelopes remain this week. Each one of those envelopes contains tickets to see Jason Aldean. But what row is the important thing? One of them, front row, it could be yours. You got to win Generational Jeopardy first for your chance at them. You need one Millennial and one Gen X right now to do that. 799-1061. We'll play coming up here after 7:50. I guess a little confession needed in Nashville with the Florida Georgia Line boys and one of the pop-up stores having a vandalism situation happen. Check that out. FM106.com. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. 7:55. Good mornings. We're commercial-free through 9:30. And time now for Generational Jeopardy. Pitting our Millennial Angela of Milwaukee against Dina in Heartland representing the Gen X. Now, in Generational Jeopardy, there are three rounds. Got to give your answers within 5 seconds. If you get it wrong or can't get a time, the other player has a chance to steal. If after the three rounds there's still a tie, becomes sudden death at that point. Obviously, as our Millennial Angela, you'll get Gen X questions from our Gen X. Dina, as our Gen X, you'll get Millennial questions from our Millennial. On the phone first was Millennial Angela, and that's where we'll begin the game today.
All right, Millennial Angela. In the 1980s, you had to have this watch that rhymed with watch. What was it?
Watch.
Dina, you can steal it.
I don't know. Koch?
It was a Swatch.
Swatch watch.
Oh.
All right, Gen X Dina. This pop star got into trouble for posting on social media while voting in the last presidential election.
Justin Timberlake.
That is correct.
At the end of the first round, Millennial Angela with none, Gen X Dina with one.
Millennial Angela, what major festival in Milwaukee started back in 1968?
Summerfest?
That's it. 50 years ago, 1968.
Angela, Millennial on the board.
Okay, Dina, All the Small Things is the start of a song from which 90s punk band?
Blink-182?
That's correct.
Nice job. Gen X Dina with two, Millennial Angela with one going into the final round. You got to get this one, Angela, to stay in the game.
Here we go. Ed O'Neill, who's now known as Jay on Modern Family, played Al Bundy on this sitcom.
Oh, I have no idea.
Dina, do you know?
Married with Children.
It was Married with Children.
That wraps up the win for Dina this morning. Wow. We want to get one more question?
Sure. All right, Dina, he played Troy Bolton in High School Musical.
I have no idea.
Millennial Angela, you can steal.
Zac Efron.
That's correct.
And made it close there, Angela. 3-2, our Gen X Dina with the win today. Do you want tickets for Scotty McCreary to wrap up our country Christmas triple play at the Rave, or one of the envelopes for Jason Aldean tickets?
Jason Aldean, please.
All right. There are four envelopes left, A, B, D, and E. Which one would you like?
I'm going to go B, please.
B. Third row tickets.
Nice job.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
We're going to send you to go see Scotty McCreary, Angela.
All right. Thank you so much.
Nobody walks away a loser, and you still get a choice. Just like voting, everybody gets a choice of what they want.
Okay.
We'll do it again tomorrow, 7:50. Same prizes here at FM 106.1. It might be front row. Never knew my old man. Good morning, 8:08. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. We are commercial-free through 9:30 this morning, powered by Waterstone Bank. And a new survey came out talking about workplace relationships. Like, you're not supposed to have them, right? That's usually rules, something you sign. What about workplace relationships with a boss? More people get together with a boss than you'd expect in this new study. We're going to talk about that and looking for a little help from you about that subject. We'll discuss in 6 minutes here at FM 106.1. Aldean, going to be at the American Family Insurance Amphitheater at Summerfest, June 28th, along with Kane Brown. That'll be the brand new American Family Insurance Amphitheater. And those tickets go on sale Friday. A little pre-sale actually going on today. We also have front row tickets. You could win a Generational Jeopardy some point this week. Yet there's three envelopes remaining. One of them has those front row tickets. Maybe tomorrow morning, 7:50 will be your magical time for that. And when it comes to office relationships, getting involved with someone, especially a superior, generally frowned upon. Well, according to a new survey, 28% of people have hooked up with their boss. That seems astonishingly huge.
It does.
Because I can tell you, I've never once thought anything. Like, I've never been attracted to a boss. It's not a thing.
28%? Wow. Okay.
Do you think that's high?
That's 3 out of every 10 almost. Yes, I would say that's higher than what I thought.
Here's why I think it ends up so high based on this study, because this covers people of all different demographics and workplaces. Think about hotel, food service, hospitality, those situations.
Yeah.
It's a far more commonplace for something like that in, say, a restaurant, especially workplace relationships in, say, a restaurant or in some sort of service industry than it is in a professional industry like we have. I mean, not saying that that's not you get the point of what I'm saying is it's somewhat more acceptable. So I think that may be what inflates it just a bit. But, I mean, have you ever had any sort of relationship at all with anyone?
I have to go back to high school to a restaurant, to a pizza joint. And I dated a couple girls at the pizza place where I worked in high school.
See? More acceptable restaurant.
Boom. I will tell you, at the movie theater that I used to work at, a lot of relationships came out of there. I mean, yeah. My brother and my sister-in-law met. And my sister and my brother-in-law met working at Ace Hardware. So it's,
there you go.
Especially when you're younger, that's kind of where you meet people.
Oftentimes that's frowned upon. They don't want, you know, drama carrying over into your daily workplaces.
Right.
A lot of places will make you sign a waiver if they find out you're dating someone.
Right.
Government, public admin, medical and healthcare, wholesale and retail were least cool with it. By the way, according to Grey's Anatomy, though, that healthcare one is crap. That is the one where everybody's hooking up with everybody and the bosses.
Right. That's true. Good old Grey's.
So it's never happened. What I want to know, though, is have you ever, has it ever happened to you? Have you ever gotten in a relationship, so to speak, hooked up with your boss? And how did that work out for you? Was it good? Was it bad? 799-1061. We got it up on our socials as well this morning. You want to chime in at FM 106.1 Mornings as we continue commercial free with Luke Combs. Good morning, 827 with Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. We are commercial-free through 9:30 this morning. And a new study talking about workplace relationships, and 28% of people apparently have hooked up with the boss. Katie in Plymouth, how about you?
So my husband and I actually met. We were both cashiers at Cabela's about 5 years ago.
Nice.
Dated for a couple years, and now we are married.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, was he a superior of yours at the time?
No, we were both cashiers, no.
Okay, so that's the rule, I think, as long as it's not a superior thing, which is where this statistic blew me away, that 27% or 28% of people
dated
have,
their boss.
Yeah, hooked up with their boss.
Yeah.
Cool, I'm glad that it worked out with you guys, and that I'm glad that you met at Cabela's, because that's like one of the coolest stores to meet at, too.
Thank you.
And because it's in Richfield.
And because it's in Richfield.
Where I'm from. Sorry, Shannon, I had to go there with it. But have you ever been in a workplace relationship? Has that ever gone sour for you? You want to weigh in? We got up on our socials this morning, at FM1061 Mornings, 799-1061. Continue commercial-free with Lanco, who will be coming to join us at the Rave January 10th. It'll be an awesome show.
They said I was nothing but a troublemaker, never run.
Dan and Shay, Tequila with Ritter, Scott and Shannon on FM 106.1. Good morning. Talking workplace relationships, and 28% of people apparently have hooked up with a boss. Have you been in that situation?
It's actually my second rodeo with the boss.
Wait, you've hooked up with more than one boss?
I did. I didn't learn from the first time.
Apparently not.
See, the first time was just no feelings involved. He was married, just wanted to have sex, and he caught feelings. I had to let him go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the second one, of course, is married, and I'm still doing something with him.
Okay, I got to ask, what do you do for a job, if you don't mind me asking, actually?
I'm a boss.
Oh, so you're the boss. Okay, got
it. Well, yeah.
That was small-minded of me to think the other way around.
I think it was the way it was worded originally. It kind of sounded like the other way, like you've been, okay.
Well, so. I am the boss, and I hooked up with the boss.
Okay.
I like the fun. I like the spontaneousness. I like the daring. I like to try not to get caught.
Yeah, well, I get
it's
it. If you had to give somebody advice that maybe is thinking about doing the same thing, would you tell them to do it or not to do it?
Oh, it depends on if they can handle it. It's a lot to handle, definitely. And it's different if you can actually handle having feelings or not having feelings. See, I can go either way. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, is it worth having feelings for? Is he going to leave his wife? Maybe, maybe not.
Right. Are you married?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm single.
Okay. Well, I hope it all works out for you. I'm speechless, literally. I think second time in my life? I don't know. Have you been in a workplace relationship? You can weigh in our socials. You want to chime in at FM1061 Mornings. We'll get you Nashville news coming up in about 6 minutes.
Hey, girl, what's your name, girl? I've been looking at you and every guy.
Brothers Osborne, Dierks Bentley, and his Burning Man on FM106.1. Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Commercial free through 9:30. We can get back to more of the conversation of workplace boss stuff coming up here around 9 o'clock. We got to get national news, though, because there's some new work that Carrie Underwood's husband is getting involved in.
Let's talk about Mike for a little bit, shall we? He has just started his like own little fishing brand.
He has a lot of time on his hands now.
Yeah, right.
No more hockey.
It's called Catching Deers, and supposedly it's the funniest deer or like hunting brand there is. So he decided to make a parody of one of Carrie's songs.
Oh, no.
Ah.
Right? Wait for it. There we go. Anyways, he's getting really into it. In
good hunting humor.
Video. Yeah. If you want to check it out, FM106.com, keyword mornings. Not the best voice, I'll let.
That's not bad.
But his higher register is doing pretty good.
Ritter says not bad.
I think he was doing better with
anything's
Garth
better
Brooks.
Than what I do, okay? That's not bad. When you compare it to me, that's fantastic. That's American Idol level compared to me.
This is true. Hey, Sunday night was a very exciting moment in the Disney World because Mickey Mouse turned 90 and they had a little celebration for him. Mickey's.
Little trivia for you. What was the first Mickey Mouse cartoon, I guess it was.
It was Steamboat.
Yes.
I can see it in my head.
Jackson's got a cartoon. Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie. His name was Willie, not Mickey, back in that very first episode.
Isn't that crazy? Well, they called it Mickey's 90th Spectacular, and it happened on ABC. Plenty of celebrities showed up, including the Zac Brown Band, doing a fun little rendition of The Bare Necessities.
your worries and your
for some reason, I can see them performing at Disney World on like the Country Bear Ride or whatever else, or even like Splash Mountain, just
the parade.
They fit that.
I can see them just being a part of like the Disney parade, whatever that they do. What is it, every hour or every couple hours, whatever, they parade through Disney. I could see them just being on a float, just performing along.
With Baloo behind them and all Jungle Book things.
You know, with the beards, they kind of look like they belong in the Jungle Book.
That's true. This
perhaps,
is true.
Yeah.
He's a little bit more clean-shaved today. All right, and then finally, let's get into Brian Kelly of Floater Jojo Line. Him and his wife own a retail store, kind of like downtown Nashville, I would call it. It's right off one of the main highways, and they have this popular teepee sitting out front. Well, he posted on Instagram over the weekend that somebody actually tried to steal it.
Is this at their bar?
Night. This isn't at their bar. This is a retail store.
Okay.
It's by like the Vanderbilt campus, kind of.
Oh, over there. Okay.
And they caught whoever it was on camera, but they haven't caught the actual people yet. So he posted the security footage, and they're offering $5,000 for anybody who has information.
Oh, those kids are in trouble.
Yeah. So if you want to get online, FM106.com, Q&A Mornings. There were like six people trying it for a good amount of time. And like I said, it's off of a main road, so people could see them. I'm surprised nobody stopped. Anyways, check it out. And that's your Nashville News.
All right, chance at $1,000. Again, coming up 9 o'clock. In fact, every hour today, we can make you $1,000 richer in that 16K workday. We continue commercial free as well with Darius Now. Good morning.
Don't think I don't. Don't think I don't.
Good morning. It's Ritter, Scott, and Shannon. Chance at $1,000 coming up here at 8 o'clock this morning. We got talking about a new survey mentioning 28% of people have hooked up with a boss. Have you done it, Tracy?
Hey, I don't know if I can top the last call. That was pretty terrible.
How about that, huh?
I actually have two. I dated one of my bosses when I was a waitress at a restaurant. But no, the next one is pretty bad. I worked in an office setting. I'll just say that. Two of the women were married. One of them was married to another boss in the company. She was a boss, and she was married to another boss. And she was sleeping with his employees, and so was the other married woman. They were both sleeping with a bunch of salesmen from the company.
That's confusing.
And it was a really tough position for me and for a couple of other women that knew in the company, because we knew these husbands and these wives that were in this situation, and it was always so hard. Like, how do you not tell someone? Because if that were happening to me, I would want to know. It's terrible. It's terrible. And I just don't understand how a woman who is married or knows someone is married could just sleep with someone like that. It was terrible. And it created an awful work environment.
I am so 100% with you that I can't fathom a thought in my mind of someone being with someone that's not their person that they chose to be with. Like, my wife is everything to me. There's not even a thought to me of anyone other than my wife. And so, like, I just...
Exactly.
Yeah, it can't even go there. And, I mean, then a workplace thing, I could imagine getting involved. You don't mix, you know, the whole don't mix business pleasure. You don't, you know, go where you eat, whatever the phrase is you want to use.
Well, I'm not going to tell people how to run their lives. I mean, if that's something you want to do, maybe you're in love with the person you work with. I'm not going to tell you can't do it.
Yeah,
but
I'm not
chances
saying
are
that.
You're probably going to have to leave that job eventually.
That's what I'm saying. For me personally, I couldn't go there because of that thought of I don't want to have to change my situation because of someone else. I'd rather kind of control my own destiny than let someone else, so to speak. So, I don't know. I guess I still find it startling. 28% have done it. That seems like a lot to me. Your chance at cash is coming next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.